And let me hear you count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Even the police are gay now. We all know that's what the city of Miami needed. If you go to my screen, Savannah, who cares about the fact that the site of Miami mass shootings declared unsafe structure by county officials after over 20 people were shot and 3 were left dead just a week ago? I mean, public safety should probably be priority number 2. Number 1 should be homosexualifying your vehicles to help this country, because God knows that rainbow-fying everything like old women in the 90s bedazzled things literally just fixes the problems. I don't know if you're like me, but it seems like we're in a state of our country where everything's backwards. Speaking of that, it's like, have you seen our assistant health secretary? Let's go to video 10, reminding us that it's her or his or their job, whatever this is, to stay healthy. Listen.
Throughout my career, I have focused on the intersection between medical, mental, and behavioral health. And as your ASH, I will continue that focus and support policy initiatives to improve America.
All right, get that off the screen.
Wait, that is, as our what?
That is your Assistant Secretary of Health, who, by the way, said that they remained at the intersection of mental and physical and emotional health. Clearly, that intersection was just shy of actually being on the spectrum of health. I mean, this is where we're at. As a country, Savannah, everything is backwards. The problems are in front of us. The solutions are there. Mm-hmm. But the world keeps serving us this hot pile of SHIT and telling us to just accept this as reality.
Amazing. Truly amazing. This is the peak of mental health in this country. I can see it.
Yeah, I know. It's really hard for me to keep my rooster from crowing this early at the morning after seeing that on screen. On that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we have confetti of color, and thanks to Bitcoin miners who have currently taken all computer parts for our TriCaster, we are now rendering this show in half speed. So apologies for the technical issues. My name's Elijah. I'm your top 17 host, and I'm joined by the lovely Savannah Hernandez, who you can find as well on YouTube and everywhere else where you can find people except for Twitter, which we'll find out later, which is now a human right. Did you hear about that?
I did, and my human rights have been infringed upon. And again, as a brown Asian woman, I feel like, you know, it's doubly as bad.
It is. But you know what? Speaking of crows on the tongue, before we get into today's stories about things being backwards, let's talk about this giant rooster that goes on my tongue every morning. This is bag of coffee. Now, I know it gets confusing because there's the rooster and the sea and it's bag of what? Yeah, coffee. Well, it's not just amazing packaging, which I actually love and is absolutely beautiful. But most importantly, this is 100% Arabica BOC blend that consists of Mexican, Ethiopian, Honduran beans roasted to absolute macro perfection by award-winning roasters in a recycled heat roaster. Now, this produces what I would say is possibly the best flavor profile I've ever tried. I haven't tried every coffee in the world, but if I did, I would say this comes pretty damn close. It's the best I've had. I appreciate it because I love a good cup of coffee. So if you're looking for something that's organic, pure, and it's amazing caffeinated balance, well, this is the right kind of coffee to add to you. Bag of Coffee Company will always satisfy that urge. Discover the rich chocolatey notes and beautiful creams on this caffeinated thrill ride that will have you crowing for more. And they've hand-selected a perfect blend from 3 regions around the world to capture a balance of energy and flavor. Now, let me tell you about something important. Check this out. I don't know if you can count, you're smarter than most of the people in our content today. But for the month of June, Bag of Coffee is doing a subscription drive. All subscriptions this month will receive a free bag of coffee with their first order. Also, in memory of those who have fallen, which we do care about, all new subscription proceeds this month will be donated directly to a nonprofit veterans organization to help veterans who have fought and lost someone in combat. So right now, if you want to subscribe and save up to 10% off, go to bagofcoffeecompany.com. That's bagofcoffeecompany.com. Use my code SOB, which stands for Slightly Offensive Backer. That's bagofcoffeecompany.com. Use my code SOB to save up to 10% off. Please support a veteran-owned company and support veterans this day. Get your double bag for free. All right. So we talked about the world being backwards today, and that's what we're really focusing on, because things have gotten to the point where we are now putting sexual fetishes, not just once, not just twice, but as a main staple on children's television, Nickelodeon doubled down after being called out for pushing homosexuality on children, which to many of my gay viewers or people out there, you understand that a lot of these things are complex issues that involve adults, and these things should not be forcefully pushed onto kids. And we have this he, she that was pronounced to be the new indoctrinator of our children's content. So there's a dude in a purple wig that's clearly on a green screen and doesn't know the cues or pointing to the wrong directions. At least Nickelodeon has a budget similar to this show. Okay, so, and also too, why do we pick a fat drag queen? There are some passing drag queens. That is a non-passing drag queen. And the Black Lives Matter fist. What has happened in this world is that far left critical race theory propaganda, propaganda that says that whites are less than people of color, a phrase that I don't even accept, people of color, and you shouldn't accept it either, because we're all people of color, some just of more and less. But what happens is that they begin to put this stuff onto children's TV and make kids think that they grow up, that this is normal, and that you as a parent, you as an adult who don't think this is normal, you're the odd one out. And so the goal is, since they can't change your mind, they're going to ostracize you over generations until you seem like you're old and out of touch and that you don't know what's really going on because you're one of the few that's not controlled by the state media. I don't know, Savannah. I don't know. It's too gay for me.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to continue to commentate on these types of videos and things because it truly, I don't know about you, Elijah, but it is exhausting. And I feel more than anything that it's just sad for everyone's souls to see that this is the state of our country for our children specifically.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound like the old hag. It's like, look, people have sexual kinks. People are weird. People put on wigs. They put straps on and, you know, they do weird stuff. And that's fine. People can do that kind of stuff. I know the really hardline right would disagree and say those people should be executed on the National Mall. I haven't gotten there yet. But I will just say this, that video makes me want to execute myself on the National Mall. So at least we're getting somewhere because I don't want to have to see this garbage. And the confusion comes down. See, and the reason why they get your kids is because they're trying to normalize and change the Overton window. And before we jump into anything like crazy, I actually came across the most confusing video that I've seen on the internet today on this week's breakdown. And I want to just play it. It's actually video 3. And there's a woman who's attracted to cast iron skillets. She goes by the phrase of pansexual. The joke doesn't get old.
Stop.
It doesn't get old.
Yeah, wait, are you?
You just scrub her down with chainmetal, with a chainmetal.
Oh, yeah, 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 like a Brillo pad.
Yeah, and water. This woman want no soap for this thing.
Oh, no.
So the backwardsness is, this is what's being procured as normal. This is what's not banned on TikTok. This is what's being pushed and intentionally pushed to the front of the For You page. This is from a page called Libs of TikTok, which is amazing. Let's start this video. Let's get ready to pause this. We got to talk about this person here.
Okay.
Guess what?
Okay, pause. Okay. Let's just begin with an understanding of what we're looking at here for a second. So first thing that comes to my mind is obviously the technicolored hair, the Cruella DeVille style haircut, non-binary looking person, don't know their gender.
She like did her makeup as if she was crying, or maybe she just had a mental breakdown. You don't really know.
She has a clothes pin through the nose.
And then she has her pronoun written on the
No, that's tattooed.
Oh, that's a tattoo. Okay.
Yes.
My apologies.
So for our blind viewers who are listening, and it's like, guess what, effers? My patience has run out. Which also assumes that as we're viewing this, that we care. However, the only thing we care about is making fun of this person. YouTube says we're not allowed to make fun of these people, but we still do.
We still do.
Because bullying should come back in vogue. I was bullied as a kid, and thank you. To the people who broke my leg in middle school, you helped me out a lot. Now I'm able to do this. Let's go ahead and play the video.
Sexuality is not inherently biphobic. They are both valid sexualities, both of them. And while, yes, I have seen pansexual people use that label for questionable reasons, they pretty quickly get it once you explain things to them. They do. And not only that, but do you know who likes to use specific or micro labels? Neurodivergent people. Sometimes we just have to do whatever we can to feel safe and
pause there. I'm sorry that I know this, But I'm pretty sure neurodivergent is the new phrase the left is using to describe people who identify their sexuality based on their mental illness.
Oh,
so
no.
So autistic gender, I think is neurodivergent gender.
Uh-huh.
So when like you would be considered like ADHD gender because right. your gender is based upon your behavior, based on your mental acumen.
Uh-huh.
It's freaking exhausting to keep up with this stuff. That's why you pay us the big bucks and render us in 1/2 speed.
You almost have to have like a mental disability yourself to keep up with this and understand it.
Yeah. Also, the person has a clothespin in their nose. Can you go back? We're just going to stop the video there for a second because they're saying that pansexuality is not biphobic because you can be attracted to everything and not just one or the other. I don't even know what the hell anyone's talking about today, but I do know that things have gotten to the point where they're just in your face, absolute ridiculous. Go back to our health secretary, assistant health secretary, Rachel Levine, who I looked up her bio. Apparently she like attended some Hebrew school and she's that somehow makes her, this man a woman because they had some sort of religious Jewish education. I don't know how the two are related. The Nation of Israel and transgenders doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe you have a clue. I don't know.
I think that just means that they are above criticism and we're not allowed to speak out against Rachel
right.
Levine in any capacity.
Because if you speak out against Rachel Levine, you're probably an anti-Semite.
Oh, and also a bigot because you're anti-transgender. So
I think Levine
just add
is
the different layers onto that.
Levine's a Jewish name, I'm pretty sure, right?
For sure.
Okay.
100%.
Because I know Mark Levine, who works here, who's an amazing person, sadly shares the same last name as this person. How embarrassing. Also, let's just stop pretending that couldn't be me shaved with a wig on.
Yeah, you know, honestly, like, let's do a side-by-side comparison here. It's actually, the similarity is very uncanny. If we just put some glasses on and, like, a very unbrushed and unkept wig on you.
I swear we're going to get into some actual news. We're going to get into some actual news.
I'm like, here's the line, here's us.
Yeah, but this is what I was talking about with being absolutely disgusting. They've even changed the pride flag this month in terms of pride to include intersex people. So I didn't know if you know how this is the flag, how the flag looks.
Oh, what the hell is that? I'm sorry. It's like they kind of just like threw some random colors out and we're like, cool, 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 cool. This is normal. This is our new flag. Cool.
I think, okay, this is what's sad is they said they changed it and then put it up. And I'm not sure what it is that they changed, but I think it's the circle.
You know, one of my favorite things that Joe Rogan captions his photos with is, this is why the aliens refuse to come visit us.
Yeah, this is why, or Lauren Southern would always say, this is why ISIS bombs us. It's like, I swear, we're like one stripe away from another jihad. I swear.
Oh my gosh.
Like Allah is almost ready to make his next strike on us.
We're one stripe away. We really are.
Yeah, we are one stripe away from a self-exploded giving your life for God moment brought to you by Muhammad.
Oh no.
So that was
wait, how many colors is this though? How many? I think that there's more genders than there are colors. So we're definitely missing some stripes.
Do you know, I will say this. I think that this entire movement has actually turned a lot of people not confused. Because I think people that would have been in a more orderly society that would have been confused, been like, oh, I had some weird sexual experience when I was younger, or maybe I was molested or something. And then like, there's some sort of like an odd thing in my brain, which is very common, are like, oh, I'm staying away from that stuff because whatever this stuff is and the way that it results in this community is toxic. And I'm not going to let those anomalies in my brain take over. Because honestly, I think that people would have been more inclined to go into the LGBT route if it wasn't so in your face, weird and gross.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, if it was just like a kink or a sexual anomaly and it wasn't like this weird cult of like forced political ideology, I think you look at this and you go, the average gay viewer that watches this show or something would go like I've had people write in the comments, like, I'm gay, but I don't identify with this stuff. And of course there's a portion of our viewers who are like, I won't even talk to you. I think Bryson Gray said that. He's like, if you support Caitlyn Jenner or Tommy Lahren or Blair White, we're not on the same team. So there's a pretty good mix of people on this issue. All I can say is I'd say everybody who's sane would agree that having a flag like this that keeps changing is elementary and childish and does nothing to help anybody and is actually just kind of retarded.
Well, you know, this kind of reminds me of like all of the Joe Biden voters who thought that like all the radical ideas were super cool and fun and they voted for it. And then, you know, a couple months in, this is what their flag looks like. This is what But this flag is kind of representative of America. It's like, you know, it started out as like a cool little rainbow, and now we're just adding like nonsense on top of nonsense with it.
No, it literally is the American flag, and there's debate right now about whether they should fly it over embassies.
Yeah.
And that's what's so sad, is a flag is supposed to identify people. Mm-hmm. This is such a small portion of the United States, and yet they're running our health departments. And it's like people are capitalizing on this stuff. So Burger King, have you ever eaten there?
Only if I want, you know, food poisoning.
Do people still, now this might come across like an elitism thing, because not all of you guys are as blessed to work in broom closets. Some of you guys are forced to work in like skyscrapers and corner offices.
Poor things.
Sorry to try to push my privilege in front of you.
Please check your white privilege, Elijah,
please check your privilege.
Before I beat you up.
As someone who works in a broom closet and who has struggled to maintain my weight, I can tell you this. Never once in my cravings for bad food have I ever said, unironically, let's go get Burger King. Is that just millennials?
No, I mean, even as a kid, I think like I would ask for what, Carl's Jr. or McDonald's, because they had those like little chicken stars. Never Burger King. Never Burger King.
If ever. I'm off and there's something that they have there, let me just read this to you. Burger King apparently trolls. Ha 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 ha.
Oh.
So funny. Fast food corporations trolling each other. I wish that was what I asked for this morning. They troll Chick-fil-A in a new campaign vowing donations to LGBTQ group, which, by the way, is already bigoted. It doesn't have enough letters.
Mm-hmm.
For every chicken sandwich sold, even on Sundays. So I guess that's a total of $16.
Yeah.
It's a total of a $16 donation. And it's like,
okay, but what was your caption for this tweet?
Because go off my screen for a second so I can get over there, because I don't want...
Oh my gosh, because I was reading your caption for this last night and I was just dying laughing, because I was like, Elijah, where does your brain go
when
you read this type of
stuff?
So
I wrote, I was like, 10 out of 10, this gay chicken looks disgusting, which is true. Talk about gray gay chicken. It's just gay chicken. This gay chicken is disgusting. If this is what equality tastes like, I'll keep spending my money on bigoted poultry. Chick-fil-A slaps. But like,
true, no, but like, if we put a picture of a Chick-fil-A sandwich up against this Burger King one, I mean, come on. If we did a poll, who do you think?
Well, yeah, and like, to be honest, the reason why I called it gay chicken is because, remember, they call it bigoted chicken. That's what they always called like Chick-fil-A. It's like a bigot in every bite is like the phrase.
Yeah.
But here's what's funny, is that somebody actually wrote, I think, let me go to like my notifications. Let me see if I even have it in here. Yeah, let's see. I think I actually got Burger King to reply. Someone was like,
they replied to you.
I hope
response.
Burger King UK is not associated with that douchebag running the USA branch. I like UKBK. And they're like, one team, one dream, my guy. We are 100% behind what they're doing. Well, first of all, it's like the only thing worse than Burger King is probably the UK.
So
putting them together is an absolute horrible thing.
I know
a lot of you guys are from the UK, and there's a minority there that's really awesome and authoritarian, right, and amazing. But the rest of you guys are like, just like America. It's like, I admit it, even our own country is more is more representative of America today than the American flag, hands down.
Just straight up mental illness.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why, because it's like, these are the kind of people that this is producing. It's like, if you go on TikTok, which is it's a quicker way to die than syphilis, but it also is just as effective in causing long-term complications. If you look at the video and you see, this is like just a video that popped up of, this is like what the young women of our country have become. This is what they want you to become. Go and play video 6. And these are people, you know, really happy that they got the double jabs, that they could get back to hoeing around.
What am I about to see?
I don't know.
I am a vaccine hoochie.
I am a vaccine hoochie.
I am a vaccine slut.
I am a vaccine slut.
You may put it in my arm.
You may put it in my arm.
You may put it in my butt.
I think she just equated putting a vaccine shot in her coochie.
I don't have words for this video.
I do. Ooh. Repeat after me. Where's your cup?
Okay, what are we doing?
I am a non-vaccine non-hoochie.
I am a non-vaccine non-hoochie.
I will not let Fauci put the ouchie in my coochie.
I will not let Fauci.
Say it.
The ouchie in me, or Elijah Schaefer recently had his surgery in either of our coochies.
In any of our coochies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now that we've taken that.
This was not even supposed to be the first segment of the show, and I've just popped off on these ridiculous videos because I can't help it. It's so stupid. Watch this. It's like, so we've gone backwards and you go, well, where's the faith? Where's God? Where's the Holy Spirit? Where can we look to Jesus Christ for some redemption? Even my atheist friends are asking the same thing. Uh-huh. Like, when are Christians going to go back to being annoying and not just right all the time? That's what they're asking. So I went to the church and I was like, oh God, let's see if we can get away from this. Let's go to video 7 and we'll see how the church is currently doing in the midst of all this.
Woman priest is my call. Women preaching for all. Don't listen to St. Paul, cause I can lead the way.
My ministry's growing. Excommunication, I'm still going. Like she's got, like, boasting.
Bro, is that in a karaoke version with the lyrics on the bottom?
Hey, I was baptized. And this is crazy. But God just called me. So adore the lady. Did he call you on your cell phone?
With only male priests. But God just called me.
This is why women were not put in leadership in the church.
I was literally about to say, this is why we shouldn't ordain a woman right here.
I'm sorry. I don't believe in egalitarianism in terms of the church. And some of you guys do. I don't think women can't serve in a church, but not to be over men. I don't believe in that. And some of you guys are not even Christians. You're like, what's the big deal? Well, put the sound back on. That's the problem. We don't want that not only in our churches, but if it's not in our churches, then you wouldn't have to have seen that right now. The only thing good about women being in ministry in terms of leadership roles has been the fact that it's created content for this show. But in terms of the overall health of our country, no, which is why you got to understand that that's why we have the Second Amendment. But the Second Amendment covers more than just firearms and body armor. Guys, if you want to protect yourself from that, just don't watch the show or don't ordain a lady. But if you want to protect yourself from crazy drive-bys like the Miami shooting, even if you own a firearm or you don't, body armor is actually the most responsible and smart thing to have in terms of your first line of defense. Many people don't know that body armor is legal, so it's not this like weird thing that you can't just buy. Armor is also easy. It you can shop online and ship it straight to your house. It's affordable and it's long lasting. And also, it's when I say it's affordable, you can get 20% off the entire store with code OFFENSIVE by going to ar500armor.com. That's ar500armor.com. Let's talk about this. If you go to ar500armor to be who you turn to for your body armor, just like I do and my team does here at The Blaze, me and Savannah, well, I'm going to talk to you this. This is the company that makes buying body armor easy, approachable, and affordable. For less than $100, 100 smackaroons, you can outfit yourself or family member with life-saving armor. And for only a few dollars more, you can actually get the larger carrier plates with a bit more coverage, which is what I like personally. So if you're like thinking, well, how do I prepare for what's happening in the future? What's the best way to prepare for a line of defense? Probably stay off TikTok, number one. Make sure that you own a firearm, but also, most importantly, make sure you get your first line of defense. Go to ar500armor.com. That's ar500armor.com/offensive to see any of their packages and use my code OFFENSIVE for 20% off anything else in their entire store. Plan now to protect yourself, your family, anyone else. Do not wait to get the best armor in America. Go to ar500armor.com/offensive to get 20% off the entire store. Okay, so we're talking about protection and we're talking about the way things are backwards. So obviously you remember recently, Savannah, that Amazon and Coca-Cola and these companies are teaching critical race theory and teaching their employees that a lot of the problems in the world stem from the existence of whiteness.
So true.
Which is most of your problems stem from.
Yeah, sometimes, occasionally. And, you know, we're going to be going over a story between like a Hispanic Amazon driver and a white woman. And I'm like, yeah, that looks like every day with me and Elijah right there, actually.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Hispanic woman beating the crap out of it. Okay. So I want to go to this video. We have a video, yes?
Yes.
I want to go to this video. So there was an old woman, a 67-year-old white woman, who was a victim of a hate crime that happened when an Amazon driver got into a dispute over a delivery and ended up beating the woman, yelling about her white privilege to her. Mm-hmm. It's not extremely graphic. It's just a normal altercation. But let's go ahead and let's play that video. So what's happening is this is caught. There's a woman, look, and the Hispanic woman comes up, starts beating her in the head, yelling about her white privilege. It's a clear sign of a hate crime. She has keys, I believe, which could be considered a weapon. And what was sad is I first identified the Hispanic attacker as a man because I didn't think that women were capable of this kind of savagery. Mm-hmm. Then I remembered Savannah exists, and then I've been revalidated.
Thank you.
That's Savannah, actually, because you guys don't leave enough reviews. She needs to make extra money on the weekends.
Yeah, this is a live look at what. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. No, this is a live look at what happens when Elijah's late.
It's my wife. It's Kez. She's like, your husband wouldn't be such. So, no, this is not making light of this. So, this is a real serious problem, right? This is what we call the backwardsness. Before we just talk about and complain, like, we become reactionaries, like, oh, here's the problem. They're pushing this stuff on us. You could make a legal case. This woman being told that white people as the oppressors are what are causing her problems at work may have led to her feeling justified in attacking a white woman mm-hmm. based on her skin color over a basic dispute.
Right.
And so, rather than just saying, like, oh, yeah, this is just another case of two women being, you know, unreasonable with each other and it ending badly, yeah. which is a very common occurrence in the United States.
Very common.
I would say that this is an example of a corporation pushing far left propaganda to appease the woke culture that's resulting in real world actions. That is the actual thing that the left wants to happen, which is for people of color in their terms to rise up and to become violent against white people. And I think this is what their ultimate desire is to subjugate white people to extreme oppression and violence, which is already what they're justifying in terms of with the Asian violence, because Asians are the top of the ladder, pretending like it's, you know, who is not responsible yeah. for all of the attacks on Asians.
Yeah, no, it's so funny, too, because, again, we're not calling out the community attacking Asians. And then, two, Asians are now and slowly have become white passing. So we're seeing, again, that manipulation of language and just really utilizing whiteness as something to attack people over. So,
yeah. And like and you have all this stuff, too, that's being pushed. And you go, well, what do you mean? Like a Hispanic woman could be pushed to attack a white woman? Well, it's like you have this project by National Geographic. Some people have called it National Pornographic for married white Christian men. If you want to see those nature's boobies down to the waist. When I was a kid, I remember I didn't know breasts could hang so low. And then I realized why women wear bras.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is amazing. Those African women, their breasts are so low.
Nature will do that. That's gravity, my friend. That's gravity.
It's like, whoa, let me see those breasts. And you have to zoom out. Zoom out for the tit pic. But it really is. A four-year-old boy, it's very confusing. Curiosity killed the cat, but it just led Elijah down 10 years of bad choices.
Clearly.
Okay.
Clearly.
Okay, well, if you go to my screen, National Geographic asked people to describe their experience in 6 words. And this guy looks like he's probably from Minnesota, probably from Ilhan Omar's district. I'm not lying. He looks Ethiopian. I could be wrong. And it's like, my response is, black boy, white world, perpetually exhausted. And I think this is where the problem comes, is that this is my point, is that people don't realize these narratives of like, it's a white world, it's for white people, which is also kind of racist.
Yeah.
They're always like, this world is built for white people. And you're like, well, it was, which someone's going to be like, oh, that's based. Well, it was before 1965. If you look at every single document, it's built for white people and their posterity. The United States was built for white people by majority white people. That's actually a true statement. Mm-hmm. That's why they changed the wording, because they didn't want that to be the way it was anymore.
Right.
But I think we're past the point. I think we're way past the point that society is built to cater to white people. Like, I don't know about you, but if you want to make the case that America was built by white people for white people, go ahead and make the case and read the documents. It's in there. Mm-hmm. But then if you're going to make the case today that you as a black man think that you can't get ahead in today's society and that it's exhausting you, that's my real point. This man is actually physically exhausted, and I feel bad because he's successful. He's wearing nice clothes. He looks well fed. He looks clean cut. He clearly can afford good hygiene. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look exhausted. His eyes look like he has a lot of vitality in life. And yet
he's being interviewed by one of the biggest publications in America.
Yeah. Lives in the most wealthy country in the world. And it's like, I live in a white world, so I'm exhausted. That's propaganda that has led this person to a real world consequence. And that's the problem with this stuff, is that it's not just BS on TV showing your kids drag queens. It leads to real world violence, mm-hmm. real world depression, real world anxiety. And it leads to people looking to the state to fix their problems.
Well, and the funniest part about this whole entire thing, too, and like you're talking about real world problems, these problems are such first world problems, because if you actually went to starving people in Africa and showed them this picture, they would say, where's the exhaustion? Where's the oppression in this photo, in this man? Because like you said, he's well fed, he's well groomed, he's got a gold chain around his neck. You're telling me that that's exhaustion and oppression? Take an actual person who has been oppressed in any other country, bring them here, give them this man's life, and I'm sure they'll have a very, very different view on it. It's all about perspective here.
Right, and it's like, wow, I'm in a country that was built by white people for white people, and I feel exhausted even though everything was changed after 1965.
Dude, literally everything in our entire society and our whole country revolves around pandering to minority communities and making things as easy as possible for the black community.
And not holding them accountable.
And not holding anyone accountable.
Specifically black people.
They're backed by our government. They're backed by all of the million-dollar corporations and billion-dollar corporations. The media is on their side. There's no excuse for the black community or the Hispanic community not to thrive in this country. And this is absolutely, again, he's getting interviewed by one of the biggest publications in our country. And he's complaining.
Yeah, to give his opinion when he doesn't have any recognition on how he feels about the world. I gotta say this, I made a case that got the president of this company mad because he's like, dude, you're pushing the limits. I would say that we don't live in a white supremacist country. I think we live in a black supremacist country. I think we live in a female empowered country that needs to help men who are in the minority.
Go out on the street right now. Can you say kill white people with no repercussion?
Absolutely.
Can you say kill black people with no repercussion?
No.
Exactly. There you go. That's all you need to know.
You could attack a white person while using anti-white slurs and not be considered a hate crime. You can just use the N-word to somebody and do a spit wad at them, and you can probably go to jail for 2 years for aggravated hate crime.
As a feminist or a member of like a black group, you can go to our nation's capital and go siege it and no one will care and you will face no repercussion. But if you are a white Trump supporter and you do that exact same thing, guess what? The FBI will hunt you down and ruin your life.
Well, and like the way they make everyone seem like such, like, who are these people? Look, it's like this guy right here looks like a normal dude that you would just see, like a normal guy. And it's like, with my kids, I'm dad, alone thug.
What?
Okay, well, dude, who thinks you're a thug? You just look like a guy at the beach.
Yeah, dude. He looks like someone you'd see at like a Rasta bar, just chilling.
I figured you're high
time.
And probably not a threat. I figure you probably like weed.
Yeah, this is like the type of guy you'd see chilling at Venice Beach, just a regular California.
Never
native.
Thought thug. Who's telling you that? It's like so good too. It's like, I am not an exotic creature. And it's like, bro, exotic is a phrase which means it defines mixed race of not knowing what your ethnicity is. And it actually means, exotic means something rare but beautiful.
Like something unique. Someone called me exotic one time and I still remember that compliment to this day. It was another female and I was like, thank you so much. That's so sweet. So again,
exotic also would mean something that you're not familiar with. So to assume that you're like, I'm not exotic. Yeah, to people who may look exactly like you. But if you go ahead and you move to West Virginia, you're probably kind of exotic. Just like if I moved to Nigeria, I would probably be considered exotic. Even because you're moving to a place where people don't really look like you. And so it's like, I read this thing that was like, I feel so bad that I moved to Vermont and not enough people speak Spanish. I'm like, bro, Vermont? I feel black in Vermont.
Why is no one speaking Spanish in Idaho? Yeah, like, I don't understand.
Ma'am, do you not know anything about demographics or even what this country looked like before the 1980s? This country has been a white country for pretty much forever in terms of majority. It is only until recently that white people have become almost a minority. And so you're complaining that just one state has held out. I'm sorry. It takes for granted the nation. It's like you come into a country and you immigrate here because you like it. And then all you do is complain about how you don't like it because it wasn't built to cater to you. And when you think about this is not a racist argument. It's like the more that we pander to these people and the more that we change our country towards the progressive landscape, the becomes.
And again, let me make the point, Elijah,
that's
because if you went to Africa and you went, there's not enough white people here. There's not enough diversity here. I need to see more white people in Africa and I need more inclusion in this society. Again, how would that be taken? You would be seen as a colonizer, as someone trying to dilute the culture. Whereas if black or Hispanic people come into America and say that you need to fly the Mexican flag, you need to, you know, deem your loyalty to Africa because America is crap. That is inclusive and that's brave and we should be celebrating that. All this National Geographic thread is a desperate cry for help because these people want to be seen as special so badly that they're victimizing themselves because that is the easiest way to get the press's attention, as we can clearly see.
Well, yeah, and I think that the people are really uncomfortable talking about race because you either seem like a Nazi or you seem like a open borders progressive. And the truth is that the truth is somewhere in the middle. And all I'm going to say is that has our country gotten better socially since we've changed our immigration policies? Objectively, no. It hasn't. Is all of our problems of our culture related directly to immigration? Also, objectively, no. But the point is that we have a system of immigration that has pushed away from assimilation and pushed away from culture, which inherently was a culture built by white people for white people who voted to change that policy.
Well, see,
white people. I'm just saying.
The worst part of all of this is that you can't even say that without being like, oh, Lodge is a white supremacist, racist. And
I just read the documents of what it said. It said for the people, like our generations and our posterity, which actually translates to being our offspring.
See, now you sound like Alex Jones. I read the documents.
No, I just read the documents.
No, but
that's
the thing. It's funny because it's like if you actually read and cite these studies, they're going to be like, well, that's a racist study that was conducted by racists.
Well, fine. I just read it. And it's like they changed in 1965, our immigration laws. Mm-hmm. The demographics of our country started changing. Mm-hmm. The 80s, America was still like 83% Caucasian mm-hmm. or Western European, Eastern European descent. And since then, it's gone down to like 63%. And by 2040 or 50, it'll be below 50%. Things have changed due directly to policies. And I don't know if as the point is that then you look at this and you have this, which, by the way, is like, I'm ashamed for my ancestors' race. Well, first of all, on behalf of the white people, we humbly accept your shame, and we reject you from our race, and we give you to the Hispanics, and you can be with them.
No, absolutely not. On behalf of the Hispanic and Asian community, we reject. So there's only one community left.
Bryson, I'm just kidding. You want her? Weren't you at the beginning of our video with a toothpick through your nose? This is what it's come down to, though. Is this what I'm saying? Is that it's like, I'm in a white world. The world is so good. It's like, the people that are in that white world that are white think that the world isn't for them either. They're like, I'm so ashamed of this world that benefits me. Girl, nothing's benefiting you.
You're so ashamed of this world that's so inclusive towards every single minority community and LGBTQ member. It's just so shameful.
Have you heard of Chad immunity?
No.
So Chad
immunity.
What is
this new white boy summer term?
Yeah, so Chad immunity is that if you are fit, good looking, and have money, you're kind of immune to like straight up depression because you're just a total Chad. And that's why they want you ugly. They want you ugly, unhealthy, and poor because that brings anxiety and depression, and you feel like dependent on the state and you feel like too low to fight back. But people who are good looking and have money and are fit, it's like, at least try the most of those that you can. And good looking and fit, everyone can look better looking than you are. Like for me, I'm now rendering like 1/4 speed, I think. I just saw like my mouth was moving slow. That's the render. Yeah, luckily, do you have the new RAM on your desk? Look at this, guys.
I do.
We got 32 new gigs for the TriCaster.
Amazon attack a couple of Bitcoin miners, but
they finally came in. We finally got, and there's always going to be some computer head like, that's not the right RAM to get. Look, I don't know. Literally, there are mops drying to my left. So please do not lecture me on the budget for our RAM. That's the best I got. No, but that's my point is like, when people have discussions on this, it's all just backwards. It's like, well, what do we do about the world's problems? Let's give shame and make our police cars gay. And that's not the problem. We have real problems in our nation. We have to talk about this immigration. We got to talk about the reality of what's going on with crime. We need to talk about crime statistics. We need to look at these things. Meanwhile, this person's like, it's just if we had less white people, this country would be better. And it's like, interesting, because as we have less white people and we get what you're saying would make this country better, it appears not to be. So either you're just a... And maybe you don't know what the real problems of the country are, and maybe it has nothing to do with whiteness. Maybe whiteness wasn't the problem with this nation, and you would know that if you watched John Doyle every once in a while.
And didn't other countries try to eradicate the white race? I'm looking at South Africa specifically, and didn't it?
That's a conspiracy theory, according to
Wikipedia.
Didn't
it not go as well as, you know, people thought and hoped it would?
This is a really harsh statement, but South Africa is not doing better after apartheid ended.
That's interesting. That's really interesting that we conducted the whole experiment of eradicating the white race from an entire country and it just didn't work out very well.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Now, I'm not sponsoring apartheid. I'm just saying that they messed up that country in terms of the government structure, and they are wiping out. There is a genocide of white farmers there, mm-hmm. and they say it's a conspiracy theory. But remember, guys, I'm a fact checker for Blaze Media. This is also a reminder that you can get merch, that we have merch. That it's just always a shameless little plug. If you go to the links in the description, there's going to be a new White Boy Q3 summer merch. But I have to fly out tonight to, I had to film this early, to fly out to Tim Pool. So if you want to watch the old episode to talk about Andy Ngo and journalism, because of that spat from our last episode, at least he invited us out. And that's kind of the realities of what we're looking at. And the way that we're looking at the backwards of all this is that people are out there going, okay, well, you know, we're not ready to leave state sponsorship. We're not ready to leave this dependency on the state. And everyone's become fat, weak, and poor. They don't have Chad immunity. That's why I'm trying to get back in shape. I have more surgery here to fix the nerve. I have, I think now 4 teeth they have to remove and scrape down the jaw from an infection from getting punched in the face. It's not good. But, you know, I'm working on it. And I've lost like 20 pounds since January. I have more to lose. We're going to keep going there. Sav's just always glowing, looking good. But
Thank you.
People are complete losers. Like this person who's not ready to leave their mask. I think video 4, let's talk about these beta losers who are keeping us where we're at in video 4.
Ooh, we got a drum.
He's unironically singing the way I do as a joke on the show. You know when I sing to the music and I go,
had some real good memories. You held on to me so damn tight.
You know we do it as a joke, but this is his real voice.
I love that all these songs today have like the karaoke.
Yeah, here we go.
Ready? All my brain cells are dying
scared
today.
COVID off my mask. Whoa, whoa. Yeah.
Can we get background vocals, Sam?
In my room.
Go to school. We need you got to be quicker. Okay, stop.
Oh,
you don't even playing on the screen.
Yeah.
So first of all, doesn't this guy run communications for Turning Point USA?
Oh no!
I'm just kidding. No, he looks like the gay version of one of my friends. Actually, he looks like every white guy I know, but with less testosterone.
I don't know. I mean, to me, this is what the ultimate Chad looks like: some nice sunglasses or some nice glasses from Warby Parker, a mask, government subservience. That's the ultimate Chad in regards to the left.
He right reminds there. He just reminds me of just like a gay version of every white guy you meet at a brewery.
Yeah, I'm really craving an IPA watching this video. Are you?
A rare IPA. Yeah. Dude, I mean, honestly, I can't get enough of this stuff. Thanks to the libs of TikTok for always supporting this show and always sending us the best stuff, because it really is quite amazing. But it's like,
I'm not mad about the beat though. It like kind of slaps a little. It's like, okay.
You held on to me so damn tight. Boy, the most I wore my mask was on my chin, okay? Like, this is literally, we have no problems here.
Oh my God.
I have to wear a mask on the plane today.
Yeah.
But I don't understand, because my mask is literally a piece of mesh that you can see my face and they just let me walk on.
Yeah, I'm really starting to think that the mask isn't about safety. We're protecting anyone from COVID. I love when I look up and you're just completely off screen.
Well, I was wanting to hold this up.
Oh, let me see. Amazing.
So this is my mask, and I just walk onto the plane like this.
And they're like, yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
I walk on
good.
And they're just like, okay, that works. And it's just like, what is this? I just like walk like this. And like, if I put it here, like my beard like sticks out of the mask.
Yeah,
and it's just like,
it looks so much worse.
And they're like, bro, put this over your nose. And I'm like, literally, dude, this doesn't do anything. It's a piece of mesh. And it's just like, they're like, all right, now you're safe to fly. COVID won't kill you. Don't read Anthony Fauci's emails. But also know this, that this mask isn't the only thing that can kill you. Do you know that the average American has a credit score that they're probably not very proud of, but you can raise that score 97 points very quickly. But you probably don't know how. Let me talk to the data scientists at Scoremaster who've cracked the code on how you can actually raise your score to save up to $100,000 on a home loan, thousands on a car loan, even thousands on refinancing, let's say with a credit card or your student loans. I mean, you can get better rates on things. Trust me on this. If you add 97 points to your credit score, it's like you found money. It just saves you cash. It means fast loan approvals, huge discounts, low interest rates on everything from buying or refinancing a home to leasing a new car to applying for a credit card. How fast is Scoremaster though in helping you? Well, one member raised his credit score 33 points in just 5 days and another 43 points in a couple of weeks. That's enough to save you some big cash on your next purchase or investment. Scoremaster is so easy. It takes really only about a minute to get started. And if you hurry, you can get to Scoremaster for free. That's right. You can try Scoremaster for free. See how many points you can add to your credit score right now. Go to scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense. And find out right now how many points you can add to your credit score. You won't regret it. It is great. I'm happy to say now I have excellent credit and I used to have poor credit.
You get some confetti for your good credit.
Poorly rendered confetti, aka confetti. okay.
All day.
I know. I really like sometimes I'm looking at this. Like, okay, let's go back to here. So let's talk about.
What are we talking about?
Let's look at this. Go to my screen. So Maxim magazine, mm-hmm. which I think this is appropriate. I think this is fine to have on the screen, has named someone named Teyana Taylor to be the sexiest woman of 2021. Now, God knows we are only about 6 months in. Mm-hmm. So there are literal people today who are children who are going to become women by the end of the year who somehow are excluded. People are going to become 18. So we're excluding all the people who become women in the end of the year. Mm-hmm. We've also excluded all women who have glow ups at the end of the year.
True.
We've also excluded everyone who's healing from plastic surgery by the end of the year and breast augmentations that they got during the shutdowns.
Very true as well.
We've also excluded, I'm just trying to be inclusive here. We've included people who identify as 18 or you know, who is young, beautiful women who might be old, haggard, disgusting, you know, sacks of potato skins, but they identify as young and beautiful. We got to give them credit. It's not about what you see. It's what you perceive to be true.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of bigoted of Maxim to choose a woman as well for sexiest woman? Like what if someone identified as a woman? It's pretty bigoted of them to like ostracize the entire, you know, just whole section of men who might identify as the sexiest woman. It's pretty rude of them. What can I say?
And like, I'm just going to say this objectively. That's not, if you asked men, men would not agree that that's the hottest woman of 2021. And you know why she was picked? This is what's so sad about black people actually getting credit. You know that the sexiest woman was going to be black, just like the sexiest man was black, John Legend, because it's just that age where I'm actually surprised they weren't transgenders, because it's like, you know, like everyone feels like you have to nominate black cast, black producers, black directors. Like right now is the era for black people where even there's a black TikToker that I like who was like, bro, this is the best time to be black in Hollywood. Like they're like forcing. He's like, he made me laugh. He's like, they're just forcing black characters on commercials. And like, there's a commercial where we're at a dig site and I grab the shovel and like the producers come like, no, we don't want you to do work. Don't grab the shovel. You're not one of the shovelers. We don't want any black people on screen shoveling. And I'm not joking. He wasn't joking. He was like, it's that bad where they give me like the better roles because they don't want a black person in the back shoveling because it makes it look like slavery. Because God knows black people can't work hard for their own money. You know, they have to be provided for by the state, like kind of like slavery, provided for by owners, you know. But it's like when you look at this, if you're into black chicks, which is, you know, some guys are into black chicks. I've never personally been super into black chicks. I don't, you're not super into black chicks unless there's something we don't know about.
Yeah, no, last time I checked, I wasn't into chicks as a whole. So there's that.
Thanks for clarifying. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but like, you know, you get into this and you're going, I'm sorry, but it's just, that's objectively not the most beautiful woman. A fit woman, nice breasts, looks probably good in anything, but it's just like, I mean, Gal Gadot is her name, right? The Jewish woman from
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot, what is it?
Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman. Is that?
I've never heard the name, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Gal Gadot.
I never watched it, actually.
Didn't either. I just know her name because she's beautiful.
Objectively more beautiful than this girl. And this girl's good looking, but just like stop pretending that we live in a world that we don't live in.
Yeah.
And like the amount of guys I know that find cornrows attractive is literally like 12%. And in fact, there is a TikTok meme that says, hey, if you're a white boy and you're into black girls, use this meme because most black guys are into white girls and most white guys are into white girls. That's a true statement. I'm deep into black TikTok algorithms. I have a lot of them on my For You page. My For You page is mentally disabled people, queers, and black people. And that's my entire For You page. That's how I find content for the show.
Oh, I know. I get all the videos at 3 a.m. and I wake up and I'm like, oh,
it's so entertaining.
Is this?
It's so entertaining. Like, have you ever seen like people with physical and mental disabilities that are like progressives and like flirt with each other and make duet videos about their oppression and like Down syndrome people with like cerebral palsy people, which is totally cool, both categories, but they're progressive and they have like pride flags and are like trying to convince you that they didn't kill George Floyd. Because like somebody wrote in their comments, like, you're not progressive, you killed George Floyd. And then it's like an 8-minute rant holding a pride flag about how they're progressive and they have Down syndrome and they don't kill George Floyd. What kind of content is that? Epic? An 8-minute rant disproving that you're the one who killed George Floyd? That is so good.
No comment on any of
this. It is so good.
It's quite interesting. The
stuff like, what if I made a video called 10 Reasons Why I'm Not the One Who Killed George Floyd? That's a good content. That is good content. Yeah, one's making like, it. Nobody's making it.
It's like people would click on it just to be like, wait, what is this?
Dude, I just watched a 2-minute video of this one guy with Down syndrome that made a 2-minute explanation of why he wasn't the one who shot Breonna Taylor. I'm not joking. I am not. And it was serious.
Really interesting.
He explained how he geographically could not have been at the shooting because he doesn't leave his home often and he doesn't own a firearm and he's never been in the police academy. And so how was it that he could kill Breonna Taylor? And I thought, well, that's pretty freaking interesting. And I love the Down syndrome community. It's actually one of my favorite. And I also have like family members with some pretty strong disabilities and they're my favorite people. But I also think that it's amazing content because it's the only original content I can currently find.
Honestly, too, in their defense, you are guilty until proven innocent in this country now.
Bingo!
So, I mean, they're kind of ahead of the curve if you look at it.
I know. I know.
Very interesting.
Let me find this real fast. Oh, yeah. So speaking of backwards world stuff and too many ads on a screen... So Twitter was banned in Nigeria. I don't know if you know about this. The entire country of Nigeria banned Twitter. That's black power, if you've ever heard of it. Twitter was banned in Nigeria, mm-hmm. and the entire country banned it. But Twitter has declared access to its platform as a human right.
Interesting.
Despite banning Trump and conservatives for their views, Twitter's statement comes as a response to Nigeria's decision to ban the social media giant from the country. Twitter had deleted a tweet from Nigerian President Muhammad Buhari that was seen as threatening separatist movements. President Buhari's tweet reportedly referenced the bloody civil war in Nigeria's Biafra region in the late 1960s, during which a million people were killed. Some had considered Buhari's tweet a veiled threat to modern-day separatists. Nigeria's Federal Ministry of Information and Culture then tweeted on Friday that the social media account would be banned across the country. Conservatives in the United States then ripped into Twitter for its statement declaring the platform a human right. So the backwardsness of all this too is like Twitter's like, aha, we have power moves over you. We banned your Twitter. And the country becomes super base and is like, actually, we're banning you from our nation, which is like what we should have done. Honestly, if social media wants to censor people, our country should vote. We should ban these corporations from operating within our nation. Yeah. I could do without social media, to be completely honest.
Same. I mean, I think our society was probably a lot better back in the day before we were watching disabled TikToks about how people who could not have killed Breonna Taylor, you know, spent 2 minutes of their life explaining how they didn't kill Breonna Taylor.
Good content.
Yeah.
But that's where we've come from. Actually, I spent a lot less time on like Instagram and Twitter today. It's mostly at 3 a.m. when I can't fall asleep because I have severe insomnia and for some reason can never turn my brain off. I don't know if any of you guys relate to that. Literally cannot turn my brain off no matter what. It peaks at 10:30 p.m. and it goes till like 5 a.m. and then I get a couple hours of sleep and I keep going. Yeah. And I think Trump was like that too, where he just got like four hours of sleep and just kept going. That's how I work. But anyway, it's like, so this is the backwardsness. It's like, well, we ban people, which mm-hmm. then we declare when they ban us, it's a human right. It's always, we're always the victim. We can never be the aggressor. And that's the country we're living in, is that every no matter what you do, the left is always a victim, which is why we have to fight back. We have to do what Nigeria did and be willing to ban a platform from our country. We need to become more based. We need to become a little more authoritarian in that, right? And we need to start in our nation beginning to realize that the free market and these corporations that we fought for have abandoned us, and they're actually enslaving us in our country, in our nation. These companies are enslaving us, and they've got to be humbled and brought down to a position to where they realize that they do not control the populace. And right now they do, sadly, but we need to make sure that they realize that they are not in control. And like they've seen with Nigeria, it's like, oh, well, we really want to be in power. Well, guess what? In Nigeria, you're not. And in the United States, I hope we soon follow. I doubt it. Everyone's too fat, weak, and losers to care, ashamed of the past, to actually pioneer the future. But hey, I know a lot of you guys are waking up, and the harder the times get, the stronger we become, which is why I've moved strongly from being a centrist to being whatever this is today. Closer and closer to being deleted off of YouTube.
Yeah, probably so. That's okay.
It's okay. Hey, I'm actually getting more opportunities. I don't even try as hard anymore to do anything, and I get more opportunities I have to turn down, and that's how it works.
See, and more importantly, I really like that you are not afraid to talk and speak truth. I know, especially with what we're living through in the age of censorship, a lot of people will refrain from talking about certain topics, and you double down on it. And I think that's important because not a lot of people are willing to do it.
Yeah. I think the only thing keeping me from being banned is that at number one, I like the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably the only thing.
And I'm going to preface this with that. I like the Jews.
No, but I meant I think that the what gets you deleted on YouTube is anti-Jewish rhetoric is the number one thing.
Interesting.
Even if it's true or it has basis in fact, I think that's how you actually get banned. And I think if you straight up call for violence, number two, which I never have done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think number three is if you are directly spewing vitriol against a certain protected group on YouTube, which we don't. We criticize a flag or a movement, but we don't come against somebody a specific name and start using their name and doxing them and ripping into them. And so that's why we don't even get community strikes, because we're really careful with how we approach things without having to be too careful.
True.
It's called towing the line. And that's what this show is called. Before we go any further and wrap this up, reminding you, if you make it this far on the podcast, please leave a 5-star review. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. We're really trying to grow this. We have been growing this. It's really great to watch us go up in the rankings. We've now hit in the top 50 for news commentary podcasts on the podcast store.
More confetti for that. That's
we've
awesome.
Hit top 50.
That's
for news commentary.
Thank you to everyone who leaves us comments and reviews. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, because considering the fact, I think there's 1,600 podcasts in the news commentary section,
mm-hmm.
and now we're in top 50. So we're getting there. No, we're not anywhere near Bongino and stuff, but I think the show will grow over time. I think I don't even care if it gets that big. We have a good audience.
SOBs love us.
Yeah, I'd prefer to have a smaller cult audience, to be completely frank. Let's read three reviews here. Alex Lynn B said, one of my favorites, Elijah Sav and nearly all the guests in the show bring humor to seriously depressing situations. They discuss current events from a fun, reasonable, and intriguing point of view. And I'm so thankful to be lighthearted approach they take. It makes the news actually worth watching without being black-pilled. That's true, because we're clown-pilled.
True.
Shrek Boy 2470.
I love the names.
Shrek Boy. It's like a lady boy, but someone who dresses up as Shrek.
Oh, so good.
Came here from YouTube. I prefer to get my coverage of the apocalypse on YouTube, but as requested, I'm here to leave a review to show support. I'm already been canceled twice this year. I'm so sorry about that. Keep doing what you're doing. It's very important. Oof, them. It's true. Thank you for leaving reviews. If you're watching on YouTube, Rumble, Odyssey, wherever else you can find these, and blazetv.com, please still go leave the review. And here's an extra long review from someone called Extra Long Review, I think. Getting slightly more offensive every day, and I'm here for it. I first heard of Elijah back when Crowder tried to get him killed live in Kenosha. True story. He actually apologized for that, and we're good. I was struck by a sarcastic wit and lighthearted bravery. They showed footage he and Savannah had filmed, and I imagine Savannah was probably one of those behind-the-scenes kind of people who would never show herself on camera. Man, did she exceed every expectation I had. She's got brains. She's got a voice. Oh, stop. I'm going to stop. She's got looks, and she's got a backbone. Let's all be honest. This is really her show. You wrote this.
Me? No, this is a review. And I was like, no, I put this review in there because I thought the first sentence was hilarious. That's the only reason why I put it in.
I just love tuning in to watch her and Elijah have a blast every day, roasting the left and getting paid to do it. They talk all the time about how they're not the sleekest or most published show out there, but it's genuine and their youthful energy and personalities will make it an informative and exciting experience every time. Live from the broom closet.
Hey.
Top 17 host Elijah Schaefer. Thank you. Remember, please to support us at blazetv.com/Elijah. Become a member today. Help us fight censorship. It's the fast and easiest way to continue to get all of our content there without any censorship or deletions. You can support us at blazetv.com/Elijah. Also, they've given me a huge, big opportunity that's going to be announced soon, which is really freaking awesome. And it's just so good. So you guys supporting them supports us. If you never thought about becoming a member and you have the ability to do so, please go today. And if you don't have the ability to do so, leave that review for Slightly Offensive, the best, worst show on Blaze TV. I'm Elijah Schaefer, your top 17 host. If I don't make it in your top 17, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. If I can make it into your top 10, well, leave a review. For Blaze TV, may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.